Leo's pregnancy, I ate salmon sushi, like, for lunch pretty much, like, every day, like, the whole pregnancy. And people would probably be, like, mad if they heard that. But it was high quality and relaxed. My mercury levels are fine. I built a big old fat brain in that boy. But that also was another question that came through about, like, pregnancy weight gain. Like, what's appropriate for pregnancy weight gain? And, you know, in general, for most people that are starting pregnancy at a healthy weight, the rule of thumb that I use and my OB uses as well is that we typically would like to see 0 to 5 pounds gained in the first 20 weeks. And then from 20 weeks to 40 weeks, 20 pounds gained. So 25 pounds in pregnancy gained for someone that's starting pregnancy at a normal, healthy body weight is plenty for mom, for baby. And of course, we want, like, nutrient dense, anti-inflammatory, a well-balanced diet. Of course, eat until you're full, but you want real whole foods. You don't want to be having major sugar addiction in pregnancy. You want to be keeping your lean proteins at adequate levels, your healthy fats at adequate levels. You want to be controlling insulin so you can avoid things like, hopefully, diabetes in pregnancy. And then it is important to keep in mind, if you're starting pregnancy underweight, obviously you might need to gain a little bit more weight. Or if you're starting pregnancy overweight, then maybe you're not going to be gaining 25 pounds. Maybe you're only going to be gaining 10 or 15 because you go into pregnancy and you're like, okay, I'm shifting my lifestyle. I'm starting to eat a little bit healthier. And then you're going to have a body composition shift where maybe you end up will losing a little bit of fat, but still being able to promote or support the pregnancy and baby throughout. I typically gain about 23 pounds is what I gained last pregnancy. And I feel pretty good at that. But, like, my babies are, like, 9 pounds. So a lot of that is baby.
Big baby.
I'm not popping out 5-pounders. You know what I mean? So people always are like, you know, think that I am too small or whatever. But I am not. I assure you. My doctor is very happy at what I gain during pregnancy. It's very appropriate. And I build big, strong, healthy
superheroes
babies. In fact, I would love if they came out at 7 pounds. Like, that would be a real treat, but, like, not yet. I've had 2 babies and they've both been, Leo was just under 9 and Kenzie was 9 pounds. So yikes. I have a 25-inch waist before pregnancy and my hips are narrow like a 14-year-old boy's, so I don't really have anywhere to go but out. It's amazing.
That's what I'm into.
Yeah, but that's just a pregnancy weight gain question. And of course, like, if you have questions or whatever, you can chat with your doctor. But, you know, my diet is never cleaner than when I'm in pregnancy. I am super disciplined about how much sugar I'm having, how much like additives that are in my food. Like, I'm really looking at labels. Like, I don't want red 40 and yellow 5, and I don't want inflammatory oils. I'm just really hyper aware because it does impact your pregnancy, and you don't want to be having inflammatory foods really in pregnancy, at least for what, not what's important to me. And it's your own prerogative if that's not what's important to you. But I am very disciplined in pregnancy. That goes for fitness and nutrition. And it just makes me feel my best when I'm like that in pregnancy. And yeah. Do I get annoying in pregnancy?
Not at all.
Okay.
No more than usual.
Oh. I don't really get cravings in pregnancy either. I usually get really sick in the first trimester where I can't eat much. I can only eat, like, certain things. So that might, like, appear that they're, like, cravings. But they're not really cravings. It's just, like, the only thing I can use to, like, settle my stomach. You know, like,
sandwiches.
Yeah. And it's like, typically stuff that, like, I shouldn't really be eating, like, a ton of. Although it's, like, urban myths. Like, Leo's pregnancy, I ate salmon sushi, like, for lunch pretty much, like, every day, like, the whole pregnancy. And people would probably be, like, mad if they heard that. But it was high quality and relaxed. My mercury levels are fine. I built a big old fat brain in that boy. With those omega-3s, which are insanely important.
He loves salmon.
He does love salmon. Series, like, don't skip your omega-3s in pregnancy.
He loves it on the outside,
there is
too.
Endless research about how much that can protect your baby's health and also support your baby's brain development. So do not skip your omega-3s. In fact, I'd be taking more omega-3s than what they tell you to. They tell you like 1 or 2 grams a day. I'd be taking 3 or 4 grams a day, and I'd be trying to eat fish. Although I have major fish aversions too in the beginning of pregnancy. So I get to a certain point and I'm like, no more fish. But then I get through that and then I eat fish all the time again. So it's just like that nausea phase is a little bit tough for me personally, but everyone's different. We're like TTC right now. So when I'm prepping for a pregnancy, like I replenish all nutrients to like optimal levels before I conceive. So like I just got blood work done from my functional medicine doctor and I'm like, let's go through and I want you to tell me like, am I at like full, like are my pools full for a pregnancy? And we went through and everything is at optimal levels. I mean, and that makes me feel really good because it's a lot of work prepping for a pregnancy. And, you know, knowledge is power, mm-hmm. but sometimes ignorance is bliss. And I just feel like I know too much I don't know too much, but I know so much that like the bar is high for me because I know how much my health impacts that baby at conception, not 6 weeks into pregnancy or 12 or 14 weeks into pregnancy. It's like the second you conceive, like where's your health right then? Because it matters, you know? And so it's really important to me to like lower inflammation and make sure that's at a healthy level and then optimize all nutrient stores. So we did that and like my omega-3s looked really good, and which I'm not shocked because I eat a ton of salmon and everything was really good. I mean, the only thing that I still need to work on a little bit more is my iron levels. And that's more like an absorption issue. So I'm just kind of taking my iron supplement at a different time than my other supplements to make sure I can absorb a little bit better. But it was still in the range. It was just lower of the range. You know what I mean? But yeah, that's like another tip I would definitely say that if you're prepping for a pregnancy is like optimize nutrient stores now. And that doesn't mean just take a prenatal and take an omega-3. It means go and get your blood work done because you're also probably going to need vitamin D. You're going to be needing B vitamins. You're going to be needing magnesium for sure. And all these other things that might be specific to your body. So knowledge is power going into a pregnancy. So utilize it, get that knowledge and implement the changes to optimize your body. Lastly, I was thinking about what people are asking. Are we ready for baby number 3?
Are you?
I'm fucking ready. I've been ready, I feel like. I've been prepping for a long time, so now I feel like it's game time, baby. Game time. The only thing is, like, you have to make this switch because, like, a mom's life pretty much goes on hold when she gets pregnant. So it's like, no drugs, and by drugs I mean weed gummies. No drinking, which I do drink. I like to have a couple glasses of champagne. I mean, just like one or two, you know, a couple Ashlands a few times a month. So that's gone. And then you just have to totally just shift your mindset. You know what I mean? Like, it's just your life really is on hold. You know, you're just not the same for a year and a half. So I feel like took me a minute to like kind of get ready to shift my mindset, but now I feel like I am ready. So I feel ready. This time I'm doing things a little bit differently though. Like I will have a night nurse this time and I will have like a lot of extra hands to help me because honestly I need it. I'll have a C-section again. I'll be 38 if I get pregnant soon. And I have 2 kids at home. We run businesses. There's just a lot going on. So I'm going to like honor myself enough to know that I need a lot of help and, you know, recovery from a third C-section at 38 will be a good time, but I need help. So yeah, I'm fine with it. How do you feel? Do you feel like you're ready?
Yeah. I mean, either way, like I don't feel like it's, you know, I feel like I'm in a spot in my life where it's like, I'm just ready for whatever comes next.
What if what comes next is a daughter?
That would be great. It was funny. So last night I took the boys ice cream after sports and we went to this ice cream parlor and you kind of sat down and they made your ice cream in front of you. And the lady was like kind of talking us, like chatting us up, which was kind of annoying because I just wanted to sit there. So she was like, hey, Leo's vastly improved. He was having a rough time sitting still and he was terrorizing Mackenzie. And the lady came over and she was like, hey, you gotta be nice to your brother. He's the only one you got. And then like, she realized that she didn't know our full family makeup when she said that. She was like, unless you have another brother or sister, like that's not here. And then Kenzie was like, no. Long story short, she was like, well, what if it's a, she's like, well, then Kenzie was like, oh, well, we're trying right now. Like, hopefully we'll have one more. I would like to have one more. And she's like, the lady was like, well, it might be a sister. Like, you could, well, sisters are great. Like, and he was like, yeah, that would be great too. So it was just really cute because he was, he's excited for what could be. But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's,
yeah,
whatever.
He makes you take a pregnancy test like every morning.
So funny.
He's like dying to see two lines. It's like one line, one line, yeah. One line. He's like so disappointed.
I'm just so fine either way. Like, I don't really like, I'm fine either way. Like,
I just feel like there's one more to like complete us. And I don't know. I had this dream once and I had three kids in the dream and they all talked to me and they told me they were my kids. And like, it felt so real. I've never been able to get it out of my head. And I had that dream before I ever had Kenzie, before I was even pregnant with Kenzie, which was my oldest. So I had the dream like 10 years ago. And in the dream, I had two boys and a little girl. And I've never been able to shake it. Like, I feel like that's my like destiny, you know, but who knows? I mean, maybe we won't get pregnant or maybe it'll be another boy. And if it's another boy, it's just like, all right, come on in, you know, like join the team.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, it's a team, right? It's like kind of like Violet. It's like,
our
it's
new
like
puppy.
Before you have them, it's like, I don't want a puppy. Like, even like now it's like, oh my God, this dog's about to come back. And but like when they're there, when they're around, it's like, dude, she's cute as fuck. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she's like, it won't be like, hey, don't like.
Yeah.
So like, if you think when you look in the moment when someone's not present, it's hard to be like, it's hard to realize the impact that they'll have on you.
Yeah.
Versus when they're here. And then you could like, you can't imagine your life without them. And the kids are kind of that same way, that you have to have children to understand the impact that they have on your life. And to me, it's the more the merrier, right? Like, it's not like, would I be happy with one, two? You know, it doesn't factor into my, like, you know.
Yeah, but if we did end up having a girl, oh my God, she would just fucking have you wrapped around her pinky toes so hard. It's going to be so fun to watch.
Maybe.
I wish I could get you wrapped around my pinky.
Yeah, you probably have to treat me the way she'll treat me, which is nice.
Don't put that out in the universe. I treat you nice.
I'm not putting it in the universe. It's already here. I mean, it's just you're tough. It's tough. We're tough people. We have, our family has a lot of large personalities.
I know.
We
it's
are
kind of annoying.
Very boisterous. And it's fun. To me, that's what makes it fun. Like, we have these conversations, and it's so funny because it's, I don't know, we just kind of let our boys be. We try to help them and the best we can, and but I feel like we let them figure out who they are at a young age.
Yeah.
And we don't really interfere with that as much. And that's kind of fun. And there's a lot of stuff that says, like, when, like, I think about what the boys say. Like Leo's called me a moron probably 30 times in the last 2 days. And, like,
it's his new favorite word.
And yeah, it's his new favorite word. And he means it. He doesn't mean, like, and, like.
You moron?
Yeah. He's a meanie. Meanie. You're a meanie and a moron.
He's been saying meanie more.
Yeah.
Like, okay, but, meanie.
But the thing is, like, I could choose to, like, just really, like, bully him and to stop saying that word. And, like, I'm just like, whatever. I just kind of, like, I read a great thing the other day where parents feel as that kids are reflections of themselves. And that's not the way we should be looking at things. Like, especially at a young age. It's like, in public, if our kid does something wrong, that we feel embarrassed. But we're not the ones doing something. I'm not saying you.
Yeah.
I'm saying just in general. Like, people, like, treat their kids and they, like, not shame them is the wrong word, but, like, into fitting into this societal mold.
Yeah.
And that, I think that creates a lot of – could create a lot of animosity. A lot of, like, you know, that kid's – all these kids are really unique.
Yeah.
They're very different. Even if they're growing up in the same household. To me, I have a really big appreciation for that, especially more so now. It would be fun. Like, it, you know, on one hand, it'd be fun to just go back and, like, have a baby in a year. And on the other hand, it'd be fun to have a fucking 6-year-old and a 9-year-old and just be traveling in a year, like, and not have to worry about other, like, you know, because then you got to worry about stuff again, which is, to me, it's like, you know, it's the whole, like, out of your control thing. But again, like, that's when I can deal with you. And it's like, fuck, it's like one more thing that's out of your control. It's like, do we need one more thing that's out of our control? And it's like, or you could say
surrender.
Yeah, exactly. Or you can be like, listen, this shit's out of my control anyway. Like, you
surrender.
Know, you know, so
the thing is, there's trade-offs. And in my opinion, like, the benefits outweigh the risks. I mean, like, one more kid could be like the final piece to our puzzle, which, like, creates, like, so much, like fulfillment for everyone, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm very intuitive. I follow my intuition a lot. My intuition says.
But here's like my thing is like whatever happens, happens. And your brain is like, no, it needs to happen here. Here's what I got to prep. Here's
no,
what other things. I'm like, well,
I know,
fuck, dude.
But like
that's not.
But no, like, I mean, kind of. But like I'm one, I'm working on that. Okay. And two, I've gotten a lot better with that. And yeah. Three, there is a lot of prep that needs to go into a pregnancy or another child.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, you have. But I think one of the challenges with marriage is that your other part, your spouse's insecurities or flaws become your flaws. And it's something else you have to work on, which I think is a challenging thing, right? Because you could be like, hey, well, I wasn't fucking worried about this thing until you brought it up. And now I'm also worried about it, and I'm worried about how you're going to respond to it. And that
I
just
think you're
adds
bringing
on
up like old Nancy stuff right
well, no,
now.
No, I'm just saying just in
that's
general.
Old.
Okay, yeah.
Pulling from the graves.
But yeah, I'm just saying just in general, like it has to be relatable to like what we're dealing with right now. I'm just saying what we've dealt with in the past. I'm not saying that this is something I'm struggling with right today. But I think a lot of that can create a lot of animosity between us, right? Because I can be like, listen, I'm worried about my own fucking shit. Like I don't need all the shit that you're also worrying about to layer on top of all the stuff that I'm also worrying about. And, you know, but it all goes back to the example of like, I can't control how you're going to respond to a situation. Therefore, this is not something I should be concerning, like worrying myself with. I can only control how I react. And that's what I feel like I've done. And again, but with the kids thing, it's like, dude, to me that I'm lucky. And this is like where you had this framework that I did not have growing up where I always felt forever indebted to my family. And I had to live up to this, like, benchmark that they had set throughout, you know, generations or whatever it is. And yours was different. You were like, hey, you chose to have me. Like you shouldn't be projecting this stuff onto me because I was a choice that you made. And
I mean,
like,
it was an accident by definition.
Well,
but
I think
still she chose not to abort.
But what I'm trying to say is that these kids are gifts, right? Like, parenting is not a gift. The children are gifts.
Yeah.
And they are a gift to me. And like that's why I feel like really forever indebted to you. Like talking about like birthdays and Christmas. Like, you've given me everything I've ever wanted with those two boys. And just being a partner. So like I don't need anything else. And those gifts keep giving and giving and giving for like, you know, hopefully, you know, another 20, 30, 60, 40, 50 years. And you know, to have the thought of having another one is to me like I'd be like another fucking gift, right? But I've already got two great gifts. So if I have three gifts, two gifts, I'm not
Yeah.
I'm fine either way with whatever happens.
Cool.
But
well, thanks for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. I love you.
I love you too.
All right. We'll see you next time, guys.
See ya.